listening to the Chick Chat Podcast with hosts Danielle and Sarah. Woo! Let's get to it. Fuck yeah.
Talking.
Hello, and welcome back to the Chick Chat Podcast. I'm sitting here with the lovely Danielle Gogan. Danielle, what is going on?
Not too much. I wish you guys could see us because I do the dumbest faces every single time she does the intro. I'm just like, ooh, glowing from her like intro she's going to give me, but no one can see the face that I'm making, unfortunately.
One day we'll film it.
Yeah.
We'll give them the goods.
Facebook Live, anybody?
The privilege of seeing Insta your Live. Gorgy face. My name is Sarah, by the way. I am your other host over here.
Yes.
I have a tale for you, Chick Chatters. Today, Danielle and I met up and we were wearing the exact same outfit.
Oh,
so clear.
Unplanned.
Clear test that we've been spending a little bit of time together.
Too much time.
We've got our wine. We've got our La Croix and we're ready to chat.
It's actually La Croix.
La Croix. It's LaCroix, remember? We've already...
No, I know. I just like saying
we've
that.
We've had an argument over this before.
I just like saying that because
this
fun.
Is what we do with our basic culture.
Okay, so today I actually entered a contest to win I think it was like a fridge and full with LaCroix. LaCroix?
What? Where?
It was on their Instagram and I entered to win it. And then I noticed in the...
You're in it to win it?
Well, it was like U.S. people only. I was like, fuck you.
I hate that. That happens so much. It's like all the best prizes are like U.S. residents only. I'm like, cool.
Like make them international.
Then get out of my feed then.
I just feel like if a company has
ruining my life.
International product, they should open up their prizes to international winners. Yeah. It's so unfair.
Exclude us, northerners.
I feel like we should just get famous and then LaCroix can just sponsor us so we can have
lifetime
supply. We'll
be their international sponsor.
Like, damn it, Daniel. Give me LaCroix all the time.
We'll share it with you guys, too. So follow us on Instagram.
Imagine we did our own.
Help us out and we will give back.
Yeah.
It's the season of giving.
Promote us so we can get sponsored by LaCroix.
Thirsty.
I'm so thirsty for the coconut LaCroix.
Oh, okay. D, let's get into this pod.
Okay. Let's do it.
So, you guys, what is the 411? What has everybody been up to? What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything. What are you guys listening to? What's the cool jams?
All right, jumping right in to 411. We've got American Meme. Did you see that documentary on Netflix?
Netflix friggin' amazing content, the American Meme.
Yeah, so basically, just to give a little bit of context for the people who haven't seen it, if you guys have Netflix, you need to watch this documentary. It's super interesting. It's about how influencers and people who are kind of like social media moguls, they've kind of made a name for themselves in the social media world.
So, starring Paris Hilton.
Yeah, she's...
The Fat Jewish.
Yeah.
Brittany Ferlin. Krull.
Yeah.
Who's the Slut Whisperer.
Yeah.
And there's other celebrities like Emily Ratajkowski, Hailey Baldwin's in it, DJ Khaled.
Yeah.
It's basically a doc... It's like behind the screens, if you will, the other side of the... social media influencers. It's really, really interesting and it's really good context. Kind of goes about, delves into like all of their stories, like how they came up, like kind of what made them go viral, and then basically not like the social effects of it, but also like effects on them personally, like their mental health, physical health. Really, really interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting because it kind of positions Paris as like the OG of social media. And she was like,
even like all of them kind of touched it. They're like, Paris paved the way to this social influencer culture. Like, and we've touched on this before, like in the early 2000s, like that was like when kind of Paris came on the scene. That's when all those... paparazzi was at its peak and like leaving the nightclub, and like she even touched, like in the film she's like, I literally can't walk by down a quiet hallway without hearing camera flashes in my head. She's like, I always hear, it's like background noise in my head. She's like, I just hear camera flashes everywhere. That's how I'm used to being photographed every 5 seconds, which is like
But yeah, it's crazy too, because they talk about Vine, which is actually one of, it's my favorite social media platform, and I'm still devastated to this day.
Rippy.
Yeah, RIP Vine. But it talks about Britney and how she was like, this is how depressed we are that we have to like make this crazy content. And it's interesting too, because they
and get get validation from perfect strangers.
Yeah.
And but she would talk about like the addiction to it. So it's like she'd post something and get thousands of likes, but if she didn't do something to recreate that or like outsmart her next video, she would like get really depressed if like it didn't get as much likes. And then she onboarded other friends onto the platform and they started beating her and followers. Mm-hmm. And she was like, well, what the fuck? Like,
yeah. And I think
how it kind of fucks with you mentally.
It ties in with that whole like crazy social media thing, like Jake Paul and Jeffree Star and these people who, you know, they're always trying to do the next biggest thing and they want to make sure that their followers are always staying engaged. But sometimes it's just, it's pushing it too far. Like some of these people are actually getting injured in the process.
Yeah.
And it's all for what, views, so that they get paid?
That's their brand. So they have to keep it up. So it just kind of shows you, like, it humanizes them a bit. And they're like, I don't know if this is like a PR spin for them. Mm-hmm. They're like, feel bad for us.
Yeah.
But like, and also Brittany touched on, she's like, Brittany touched on like how she actually is an actress. Like she grew up starring in music, like doing musical theater and like starring in plays. And then she came to LA to become an actress and she wasn't booking anything. So she started making these Vine videos and that's how she got noticed. And, but then she would go back to the auditioning room and go audition to be in these plays. And they're like, oh, you're that Vine girl. Like I saw you friggin' make out with your dog once, like, and no one would take her seriously. So it kind of like, it's like the kind of the burden of having that kind of fame too.
Yeah, and the same thing goes with that other guy too, the
Slut Whisperer. Yeah, his was the most
dark.
Yeah, well, that's the one that kind of like,
it's just sad.
It sat with me. It sat like the worst with me because, well, his brand, he was like a Russian, or his parents were Russian immigrants. So he's like, he grew up, like he dropped out of college and like he was a photographer. And then that's how he got emerged in like the club scene and started taking those outrageous photos with girls and like naked. And then
I feel like now, because that's his brand, he's not able to get out of it.
No. And that's what he said. Like, so now he's like traveling the world, like doing these outrageous things, like drinking every night and getting paid for all these club appearances.
Yeah.
But he even mentioned, he's like, I threw up blood this morning. Like I've been throwing up blood. And like
that's so crazy.
And he's like, I wake up, I don't know where I am. When I wake up, I don't know where I am in the morning. Like, and he just like, you see him and I'm like, you look so sick. I'm like, that's not a good lifestyle. Yeah. Like
unhealthy.
It's really scary. And like, I guess I am. Well,
I feel like a lot of it's very unhealthy.
The test to fame, like rock stars, all this, like they go down this hole. But the
thing that's
what else is he gonna do if he doesn't do that? Like he's chosen this life, and that's gonna be his brand forever. Like it's gonna be hard for him to reinvent himself. So he's kind of have to capitalize on it.
Well, like DJ Khaled and Emrata, they were like, oh, like you can literally show off your work to the world. Like you can use it as a tool and like become famous from social media. But it's like, there's so many people doing the exact same thing. It's not that easy. Like you need someone to open up a door for you. Like look with Justin Bieber, like Usher was the one who like found him. He's a Canadian talent. And the same with like so many, like Jay-Z with Rihanna. Like it doesn't just happen. I feel like, I mean, there are people
it's
who are
luck
like,
and talent and timing.
Yeah, totally.
It's the perfect storm.
Like
but
that guy, the little yodeler guy.
Yeah.
But like how many times
viral, but that's the thing. Like that's the culture. I think what they meant by that point is like, you could be found, like you could, like me and you could make a video and it could go viral and be a meme and it will go everywhere. But then next week, no one's going to remember you
or care.
So you're going to get that like high, that dopamine drip of like the 50 minutes of fame. Or like look at Cash Me Outside Girl. Now she has a rap career, but now she's doing random shit like fighting Iggy Azalea randomly in a club. I'm like, she's probably doing that to stay in the headlines.
Exactly. She needs to become relevant again.
Yeah, she needs to kind of, it's kind of the mentality of no publicity is bad publicity. And that's probably why all these outrageous things happen in the headlines, because people need to kind of keep up images and they kind of sell their soul in the process.
Totally.
Really, really interesting documentary. I really thought it was a good
peek. Let us know if you watch it. If you watch it, let us know your thoughts.
If you will.
Yes.
Yeah, Chick Chatters, give it a watch and let us know.
Yeah, send us a DM. We would love to hear from you.
Yeah.
All right, next up, we have Miley Cyrus admitting to sexting / cyber sexting. She admitted it on the Howard Stern show that her and Liam, when they're apart, she gets naughty, naughty on her phone. Oh, what do you think of this? What do you think of this?
I mean, I feel like it's probably pretty natural for a long... I mean, they probably... She's touring or acting. They're probably... Oh, my God, there's photos? What?
I don't know if this is from that, though.
Still, that's revealing.
Yeah, she's fully AF. Nude Holy, yeah, with stars.
Danielle's just showing me this photo from the Daily Mail. But I feel like it's common for long-distance couples to do that. But especially as a celebrity, I would never do it. I'd be very cautious. People break into the cloud and freaking leak those bad boys everywhere.
But if
that's a thing, that's wait, happened.
But how does
before.
That happen if they're just on like FaceTime? Like how
well,
is
that's,
that?
You have to do it on FaceTime or Snap. But if you send photos,
yeah.
People hack into your cloud. It happens. It happened to a lot of celebrities.
You've never sexted?
Oh my God, no! I wouldn't even
never?
Know what to fucking do.
Really?
No.
Oh my God.
I barely even see myself naked ever. I wouldn't even know what to do.
I send Aaron things all the time.
Yeah, but you're more like sexy
adventurous.
Than me. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like very conservative. I'll send him stuff and then I'm like, so mean.
Yeah,
and he's like, no.
We're like, provocateur. I honestly wouldn't even know what to do.
Well, I mean.
I like barely show a clavicle, like let alone fucking nudes.
It's scary though, honestly.
Yeah, never. Just be safe. Chick chatters, use Snapchat.
Yeah, use
or
Snapchat.
FaceTime. But this is a good point. Miley's being like, yeah, we do it on the FaceTime. So unless he's screen recording you,
well,
I honestly
appreciate
bullshit,
that.
But
I appreciate
yeah.
it because they're long distance and
exactly.
they're like keeping their love alive.
Exactly, keep the love alive. Spice it up. Spice up your life.
Yeah,
do your thing. But
and also, I
they're
feel like,
also engaged.
Okay, what would you do?
And we're married.
That's true. But what would you do if you had sent a sexy-licious photo to someone and you sent it on Snap and then you saw that they had screenshotted? Because it says if you screenshot or not.
I would march over to their
and
house.
And also, I think it says it on...
Break down their door.
It says it on Insta Story too.
Steal their phone.
Not Insta Story, but like a private Insta.
Throw it over their balcony.
No, what would you really do?
I would freak the fuck out.
What would you say?
I would roll... I'd be curled up in a corner, rocking back and forth, crying. Like, I would freak the fuck out. Like, I get offended when someone takes my photo and I don't look... And it's the wrong angle of my nose, let alone if someone had a nude photo of me, I would die.
Okay, but can we also just talk about like weird people who send you like rando photo
dick pics? Yeah. Or like the unsolicited nudes.
Okay, but like they're...
Someone sent that to me once and I'm still processing it. And yeah, it was traumatic.
Okay, but like there's like weirdo like bots out there that just like send dicks.
Remember the other day when
we
refused to open that?
I was so afraid.
We had a DM and it was like in the secret folder, like the request.
Yeah.
And we're like...
And it was a picture.
And
it's like,
it was
what
a picture.
Picture.
I'm like, oh my God, it's a dick pic. And like we literally didn't open it for like 30 minutes. We're going back and forth. Like,
did
you open it?
It?
Yeah.
What was it?
No, remember I couldn't find it.
But then did you open it?
No, I couldn't find it.
Oh, because
so they must
back.
Have deleted it.
I
or
think
something.
They unsent.
They unsent it, but yeah, that was from traumatic. But
oh,
everyone,
yeah.
just be safe out there.
What would you do if you got a dick pic sent to you?
Cry.
Like, you're not into it, eh?
No, they're disgusting. Penises are not attractive. Now they're vagines. I don't think genitals are attractive. They don't need to see the light of day. Like, no, just keep it. Dark and mysterious. Okay,
keep it classy,
I don't
want to
see that shit. I am no. I honest no. Like someone didn't. Okay, they didn't even send me like a real dick pic. They sent me like an outline. Like they're wearing boxers.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm still freaked the fuck out.
What? I feel like I would have loved to see your reaction.
I was like,
so flustered.
I am flustered. I get flustered when a boy even talks to me. Let alone if they're sending me intimates, I would die. Like I would not be okay.
How did you respond?
I think I like blocked them and ran away from my
phone.
Who
were they?
Oh, I don't know. It was some weird guy. It was a guy I met out when I'm at Belfast. And
oh,
then
true.
We were like talking all night. He seemed like a really nice guy. And I'm like, this mm-hmm. guy's great. Gave my number. We were texting randomly. It's a friggin' Sunday. Out of the blue texts me. Like I met him on Thursday, Sunday texts me. And he's like, mm-hmm. hey, he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing, whatever. Like so dumb. And he's like, do you want to see, do you like these boxers I just got? And he sent me a fucking photo. And but like, honestly, like the bulge was massive. Just got these in the mail. Want to see him? Like, you got mail on a Sunday? Like,
he's like, ha, ha, ha,
being
ha, ha,
so dumb and like not, I'm just like played dumb. And I'm like, I'm not falling for this. Like, this isn't, boy, I, you buy me dinner if you want me to fucking respond to you in a really flirtatious way. Like, nah. Really. Like
the time is
I
passed.
Just shut it down and then I never spoke to him again. I don't even know his name.
Love it. Well, sexting
FaceTime
or not, yeah.
FaceTime and only do it with someone you love.
Yeah. And trust.
Keep the love alive, but
yeah.
Friggin' burn fucking, their house down if
people
they
people are seriously
export.
Fucking crazy. Like yeah. there's people out there who actually will like say a guy will like
yeah.
be like, banging a girl from behind or like getting Ew. A BJ. They'll like secretly film the girl.
I know, and then they
That's
have like
so
black,
messed up.
I mean then again, a lot of notorious careers were launched via sex
yes.
tapes.
Hey,
so,
Kim.
Sup Kim, yeah. Sup Paris,
and also Jennifer
but
Lawrence.
Still,
nudes were leaked.
Jennifer Lawrence,
and
Becca
so
Tobin from Lady Gang, like blah blah,
so
blah
many
a bunch
celebs.
Of people. Yeah,
so many.
It happens all the time. Like, even like everyday gals like us. It's really so. Just be careful, guys. And honestly, yeah.
trust no
things
one.
Haunt you, like even stuff you're posting on Instagram. It comes back to haunt you years later. So.
Mm-hmm. Careful.
You're gonna, yeah, just be smart, stay alert, stay safe, and please don't send me dick pics. Thanks. Bye. Yeah.
Bye.
All right. Well, in other news, Demi Lovato has a new man's in her life.
Demi Lovato.
Love is flourishing for
Lovato
Demi,
love.
Which is great. So, reports have been made, and Demi quoted that her and said man were just close friends, but
they were seen
as per photo evidence from this past week at Nobu, like chill, like cash. Demi,
we're getting
and
a Nobu
said,
in Toronto, you know.
Really? Oh, well, I'm poor, so I won't be going there.
Well, so perhaps the recession will end soon, and we can treat ourselves.
Let us pray.
Yes.
Anyways, Henry Levy, 27-year-old fashion designer, and Demi were seen kissing outside of Nobu. So clearly their friendship has taken a turn for the romanticals.
Okay, but who the hell is this man's? Tell
he
us.
He is, well, apparently, according to this article, they have been friends for a while, and he was her sober companion. He himself has also had some issues with the drugs. And,
yes.
Earlier in like his teens, he did some rehab stays, and now he is clean and on the mend. And he is a fashion designer. I'm trying to find that name of his apparel. Oh, I found it. It is he's the founder of a punk influenced unisex apparel line, Enfance Riches Dimpri.
Let me say it.
Dimpri. And apparently, it means something about like rich kids. Which is like, okay.
Oh, where is it?
Live your life. Dupri? I'm not
That's
French.
Not what it is. It's
what is it?
Enfant riche déprimé. Déprimé.
You pronounce that E like that?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's exotique. Dupri?
Déprimé?
Déprimé.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, fuck me then, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Deprime.
Deprime.
He is a fashion designer, her sober companion, and now they are in love and kissing outside of Nobu.
They're in
so,
love.
Dem Dem, good for you, girl. Live your life.
Yeah.
Find your happiness.
Take more
pics
so we can see.
Outside the restaurant.
We're nosy as fuck.
It's great. I'm glad she found like
me
someone.
Too.
Maybe this is her... Just what she needs. She needs a sober
needs
companion,
a
someone to
keep her balance.
Yeah, and she's doing apparently great. Her other sources have commented. Her mom.
But
she's trying to be very
do you
healthy.
Think she unfollowed Selena Gomez?
Oh,
I'm really nosy, and I want to
really
know.
Knows, but
I thought they were supposed to be like BFF for life, Disney gal pal.
I know. Maybe there was a tiff, or maybe she felt betrayed, or she. I don't know. I feel like that hasn't been. Not a lot of info has come out on that, but
yeah, I need to know.
Yeah, maybe someone misquoted. Like you never know in Hollywood, right?
Also, I feel like Iggy Azalea is so fucking irrelevant.
Well, she's getting drinks thrown on her at nightclubs by Bad Bibi. So
Bad Bibi.
Yeah,
is that what we call Cash Me Outside, girl?
Yeah, her rapper name is Bad Baby.
Cash Me Outside.
But
how about that?
It's spelled like ridiculous. Like I'm pretty sure there's like it's like a BH. I don't even know.
Oh.
It's like, yeah, homegirl just took it to another level. She's living out her Dr. Phil dreams.
Yeah.
Now, on the mic.
Yeah.
8 Mile styles. But anyways, Demi, rooting for you, girl. Live your life. Find your love. Kill it.
We need more photos. So keep kissing him in public so we can see more.
Kapkunda.
All right. Enough of the tangents. Let's move on to something a little bit more serious and a little more real.
Real talk. Real talk.
I'm Danielle Gauguin, here with your weekly news clues, where we talk news, fake news, debauchery, social media, and what's hot off the press.
So news on the street is that Uber and Crime Stoppers has created a partnership.
Dun, dun, dun.
And this is fucking crazy, you guys. You want to know why it's crazy? Because now nothing we say in our Ubers on our way to work and everywhere else that we're going in life is going to be private.
Well, this is why I don't talk to anyone ever.
I know.
I get in my Uber and they're like, hello, how are you? I'm like, nod.
Nod.
That's it.
You're
I set the bar real low. I'm like.
You nod. They nod. Yeah. 5 stars.
Yeah. Five stars. And that's why my rating is impeccable. Good day.
But think of...
No, but yeah. Yeah. Well, this shit they must hear. Like, they're going to eavesdrop on everyone.
Everyone going out to the clubs.
Any suspicious activity, like... Yep.
Hookers.
Hooks.
I don't know why I just said hookers.
Yeah, drug dealers. Yeah. Like, don't be discussing business.
Even people doing drugs in the backseat or doing weird things.
You can't be degen.
No.
But I mean,
behave yourself.
On the other side of thing, like, it's a great
tool,
safety measure. Like, what if you were in a like suspicious activity or like anything happened? Like, it's good for your own safety. Like, they can report it, but they're gonna report you too.
But what about if they see something on the streets that's suspicious? Because there's so much crazy stuff that happens downtown Toronto. Do you think it applies to that as well, or only in their cars?
No, it has to be the streets as well.
Yeah.
It's anything. Like,
you think?
What is the official statement?
Let me bring it up.
So crime... Well, even through my research, I realized that Crime Stoppers is just... like, the board of directors is a panel of civilians,
mm-hmm.
volunteers. So, like, they're the ones who organize it. It's like a section outside of the police department.
I feel
department.
Like it might just be in the car. It says, drivers serve passengers in diverse settings, daily commutes, vacationing, special events, etc., which gives them an opportunity to listen mm-hmm. and observe suspicious and criminal activity. So I think it just has to do with stuff that goes on in the car and like an insight into things that are happening in the city.
Yeah. By partnering with law enforcement and Crime Stoppers chapter across the globe, we hope to empower Uber users to build safer communities. We know that when it comes to safety, our work is never done and we are committed to doing more. So that was from Mike Sullivan, head of global law enforcement operations. That was mm-hmm. a quote that he gave. This article. So yeah, they are gonna, your Uber's gonna rat you out.
Yeah.
People.
So you know what? Just be quiet when you're back there. Don't do anything fucking weird. Okay?
Yeah.
K-pop?
Don't be suspicious.
Act accordingly.
Don't be degen.
Okay?
You're not safe. Your FBI agent's listening in your phone.
It ain't safe.
And your Uber driver's
everywhere.
Listening in the front.
Yep.
So Uber everywhere.
Or don't.
Discretion. At
TTC.
Your own risk.
Or
yeah, just swing an axe like that other guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just be an axe murderer on the TTC. It's more safe.
Just degen it like the rest of us.
Yeah, what is happening?
Walk. How about walking?
Yeah,
in
cardio.
Your stilettos down to EFS.
Cardio.
Class pass.
Oh,
love
God.
It.
Tangerine.
Bye.
All right. In other news, NAR City has reported that there is a new pilot project happening in Toronto. This one has
oh
to
God,
do
what
with
is it?
More of a, it's more of a social experiment, if you will. It is called a social prescription. Have you heard of a social prescription before, Danielle?
I mean, I've heard of like social anxiety prescriptions, so you can get your dogs to go on flights with you,
yeah,
but they
like
don't have to go in
companion.
Like the bags.
Yes.
Like I need emotional support.
Yeah, I need that.
I want that for
most
my dogs.
Yeah, I need emotional
he needs
support.
That.
from most things. Yeah. Anyway, so Canadian doctors are now handing out social prescriptions to the ROM and other public
places. This is the biggest publicity stunt.
It's publicity stunt.
Well, it is. Like, LOL. The ROM. They're like, oh, yeah, like, get people to come.
So you have to go to the doctor, get a prescription, and you can go to the ROM for free. This is basically what this project is doing.
Okay, but, like, this is the biggest waste of taxpayers' dollars and doctors'.
Ranterelle.
No,
here
but
we go.
Seriously, think about this. Like, there's people who wait for hours in walk-in clinics and other places, and they can't even get in to see a doctor. Think of the wait times at, like, the hospital.
I know.
And people are like, I
need to go to the ROM.
And then people have to force them out to do social activities to become more like socialized.
It's so the idea is that doctors will prescribe social activities as opposed to medication to help patients strengthen community bonds or social connections and help patients avoid social isolation.
Oh my God. Get some friends.
It can be used to help refugees, people suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder and anxiety.
That's if. This is such a fake thing. Like, where are your parents? Hang out with your parents. Go get an animal.
Get a dog.
Yeah, get a dog.
So ROM CEO, Josh. You know what?
Go volunteer at some place to
dying.
Hang out with some old people or do something. Like, you don't need to go to the doctor to get, like, a prescription.
I know.
That is just so ridiculous.
The ROM CEO says,
of course
has quoted being like, I've always been a believer that museums can transform people's lives.
Of course,
and wishes to achieve this by giving over 20,000 free visits in the next year for those people with doctor referrals.
Yeah, because they need the foot traffic. They're so despacito.
Yeah, they're despacito. I mean, I think it's an interesting idea, but I don't really think that you need this to be prescribed by a fucking doctor.
Yeah,
like,
I
why can't you
ridiculous.
Just like email the ROM and be like, I want to come because I need a friend. Like, what are they gonna do, talk to the paintings? Like, how is this going to socialize them?
Yeah,
you're not allowed to talk in museums. You're not allowed to fucking stomp around. You
yeah,
have to,
like,
be quiet and respectful. Like, this is not a friggin', like, could you use it to go to their, like, Friday night dance parties? Like, you know how the ROM
yeah,
has
yeah,
like
yeah.
first Friday
I actually
and
went
have,
to
like,
one of those once and it
I
was
really want to go. It's on the bucket list.
Yeah, I well,
did you
I,
have fun?
Well, it wasn't.
Did
like
you dance with the dinosaur? Like, what happened?
Okay, wait, I don't know if I went to that. I just went to, like, the Friday night late tour, so, like, you can have alcohol and, like, just see the museum.
But there wasn't, like, a DJ and dance
there
floor?
Was yeah, but I didn't really do that. I
did that at the AGO once and
I legit just, like, left. I was having stomach pains.
I slept over at the Science Center. Isn't that insane? I was with Brownies, Girl Guides, and we slept over at the Science Center. And that was the most terrifying night of my life. I slept on a concrete floor in a sleeping bag. And the room that they had us in, there was, like, thousands of Girl Guides. Like, it was, like, a regional, like, activity, like, all the Girl Guides in that area did. And the fucking room that they had us in was, like, these terrifying statues. I will never forget it. They placed our group, like, right under this terrifying statue. So, like, right above me was this creepy man statue. And I didn't sleep all night. It was my first all-nighter. And it was actually pretty terrifying. But hindsight, a very cool experience. But, like, join a fucking club.
Yeah, do
meetups.
Something.
It's a free meetup group. Just do this. But I don't think you need to get that. Like, I understand how they're trying to, like, oh, let's treat this issue another way. Like, don't resort to medication. Like, let's help people strengthen community ties. Like, that's fine. But I don't think you need a doctor to tell you that. Like, if I went to the doctor complaining of anxiety and she's like, just go to the museum, I'd be like, fuck you.
Yeah. And I also don't think that if someone is very antisocial and they, like, humans have needs at the end of the day. Like, a medication's not gonna
go for a walk in the park.
Yeah, like, a medication
ride the subway
can numb you, but at the end of the day, if you need, like, social interaction,
get on the streetcar.
Yeah, it's not like a pill's not gonna do it for you, but also, like, walking around a museum's not gonna do it for you either.
Yeah, I think this is wild. Like, I think it's an idea for sure, but I do not understand. What the hell?
Yeah, what the hell?
I mean, it's a win for the ROM and, like, other organizations like that, but, like, still, it's very random.
Got publicity out of it. That's
random!
Sure. Yep.
Ay, ay, ay.
All right, moving right along, it's time for
wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts.
boss.
Well, speaking of antisocial, I saw the most relatable concept in a headline on the internet.
Tell it to
Do
me.
Do you want to know what this is?
Yes, tell me.
You want to know? You want to know?
Tell me the
news. Here we go. Here we go now.
The wild thought.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay.
Well, Vice Media has reported that millennials have discovered that going out sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Young people are the new old people. And you know what? Relato Diablo.
See,
like,
see,
freaking see. Relatable. Honestly, it's pretty sad. I seek less and less joy about going out and leaving my house.
I know. Honestly, one of my favorite things to do, and I actually said this to you earlier off the record, I was like, I can't wait to just drink alcohol and be home and have a fire.
Yes.
And eat my face off. And that is my vibe. I can't be bothered with going out. I just want to be comfy, cozy, cute, and eating and drinking and just having my best life with my dog.
Yeah.
And my boyfriend.
I love being horizontal.
Me too. I really, really love it.
It's preferred angle for me.
It's actually, okay, so I am known to be a like a night hawk. I love just like derping on my computer, doing my thing, and then sleeping in so late. And then Aaron, he literally will wake up at the crack of dawn and I sleep till noon. Like, no issue. I don't like being disrupted.
It's hibernation season. It's winter. It's cold. Yeah. I'm a bear. It's full bear mode. So the New York Post quoted, they're the greatest generation of couch potatoes, which is true. And it describes millennials saying, we're streaming more television and spending more time on our phones than Gen X, declining to socialize in person.
That's
and
really
maybe
interesting about the Gen X comment.
Most damning of them all, more young people are choosing to spend a quiet evening at home. We're not cool enough to get drunk. And a 2016 survey by Heineken found that when millennials do bother to venture outside, 75% drink in moderation.
Mm-hmm.
We're not even cool enough to get drunk.
It's interesting because I feel like I have been surrounded by friends who literally just want to party all through high school, all these things, and I've always been the one that just wants to kind of like keep it a little bit classy. But then the times that I do drink, then I would get like really degenny. But
yeah,
but like I get really hungover, so for
same,
me
like
I
it takes me a year to recover.
Same. I like have
I will
three
go out
day
on
hangovers.
Occasion, but like I can't.
I know. And that's so not worth it. And it's like traumatizing. So for me, I just like avoid that whole scene because I don't like being sick.
For sure. And well, you know, the whole Netflix and chill, that was definitely coined by, that's a millennial term. Mm-hmm, like that mm-hmm. is just kind of how our society is, our generation. We value, like we're lazy
hanging.
AF.
We like hanging.
Yeah. We want to invite someone over and pay for $7 TV and
yep.
do the most lazy thing ever. But that's kind of like our quality time. And that's where we're going. But it, in this article, this article is so interesting. I just need to keep quoting it. But they speak to, you could point out various generational reasons for millennial habits of staying in. It's not surprising that a cohort come of age between 9/11 and the worldwide financial crisis would be a little more frugal and culturally cautious than other predecessors. So people kind of ahead of us were like, they've kind of fucked shit up and some traumatic shit is happening. So we're like, nah, we're just gonna stay home and chill.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I honestly, it is a recession, and
I feel like you and I are the same in the sense that we love our bedrooms, we love our stuff. Like our bedrooms
I
are like our oasis.
By like, by
decompress,
quiet time, decompressing. Like, put on some reality television,
sage.
Yeah, sage it out.
Yeah.
Put on your diffuser, my bathrobe, slippers. Yep. Put on a face mask,
and I
that
feel like
is
we are in a generation of just like we love our stuff, like we value our items and we want to just be in our own sanctuaries.
We work hard for them.
Yeah.
And well, they also point on this article, back to the article, that they're quoting more cases of exhaustion for millennials. So it's like we're working really hard or what have you, but then we're also like resting real hard. So a lot of people are just too tired and too broke to go out.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Well, it's tough in big cities.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, if you compare downtown Toronto to the small towns that where you and I grew up,
yep,
like a vodka soda from downtown Toronto, it's probably like $5 difference.
Oh, absolutely.
Like $3.50 versus like $7.50.
Yeah, minimum.
Yeah. And that's a lot for a vodka soda.
For sure. This is other quote that I wanted to read because I'm a reader of the quotes, you know?
Love it.
So, you know what's great? Sitting around watching TV. Have you tried it? You get to wear comfortable clothes, summon whatever food you want via phone, and eat it with your hands, and go to bed when you choose. For most of the humans who have ever lived, this generation's typical night represents an impossible pinnacle of luxury. People used to worry about stuff like drought, famine, and a new band of men with swords riding into town. Don't underestimate the simple pleasures of a glass of wine, a roof over your head, and a screen that can show you anything you can imagine.
I've had nights like that, honestly, laying in my bed being like, I'm so grateful I have a home.
I know. We are. We're so lucky. We got everything at our fingertips. And it's kind of sad. Like, we can order food.
For one, it's so damn hard to get an apartment in Toronto.
Yeah, it's expensive. We work so hard and pay so much money for these rent. But also, like,
the shit you have to do to get our money's worth. Like, the things you have to do to get an apartment these days.
Sell your soul.
Like, you have to have, like, a cover letter. You have to have good credit. You have to have all these things just to get a fucking roof over your head.
References, first and last. Like, yeah, it's definitely so expensive. So we're going to get our money's worth and we're going to stay in.
Yeah.
But also, it just kind of leads to how wild and... to tie it into the whole wild thought process. Like,
I think I saw a tweet
everything that was like, is online. Like, we even date on our phones now. Like, no wonder we need social prescriptions from the doctor to the ROM. We can meet some cute boys at the fucking museum.
Like, there was a tweet
for free because we're poor and we're antisocial.
Okay, wait, there was a tweet that was like, my rent's so damn expensive, I'm not leaving, I'm staying here every single damn day.
Yeah,
like, it's true.
Yeah, you're getting your money's worth. There's a meme. It's like, if anyone wants to know, I'll be staying in, getting my money's worth.
Yeah,
like, that's
exactly.
Part of meme. Oh, it's a hot one in the meme culture. But yeah, honestly, going out is fucking a lot of work. Don't get me wrong. I love getting dressed up. I love getting ready to go out is very therapeutic for me.
It is.
But then that's usually about it. It's like I go out. I'm like, I'm cold. I'm hungry. And I want to be back in my bed watching reality television. But we do it. I don't know. And sometimes, like, when you go out, like, you have high expectations. Like, it's like, ugh, oh, my God, I want to just meet a cute guy. Or, like, let's go dance. Or let's get a cute pic. Like, there's always, like, a reason for it. And then you're always disappointed. And then you go home and you're like, well, fuck. I just wasted 700 calories on drinks and pizza. And I... I'm tired for 3 days and I'm hungover for 3 days and now I have the Sunday scaries and I want to cry.
Oh yeah, I forgot about the Sunday scaries.
Yeah, that's a new,
like, I know, like the suicidal,
well, no, it's just like the shit in the anxiety you feel from being hungover and anxious on a Sunday or whatever. Like, you're like, oh, all the degen shit you did all weekend, and you sit there on Sunday and have to go back to work and back to real life. They call it the Sunday scaries, and that's like a new thing too. But us millennials, I tell ya, we're lazy.
Blame us,
but
everything.
We're luxurious and we're comfortable.
Yeah, and we're probably gonna be more successful than any y'all.
Let us Netflix and chill.
Yep.
And fucking live in our slippers.
Yep.
Slipper life's the best life.
Robe life.
Robe life.
Koodles.
Koodles.
Snoogles.
What?
Koodles and snoogles.
Who dat?
Koodles and snoogles.
Oh. See.
Yes. Everybody, Kanye West is going crazy on Twitter right now. This is not a joke.
Yeah. Triggered.
Major trigger.
You pulled up the tweets and all the hearts going deling, 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 like
he
slot
said Drake
machines.
Cole's trying to threaten me.
Uh-oh. Drama. Drake and Kanye drama. Head to Twitter, guys. You can check it out for yourselves. I don't like threats. I don't like that.
Well,
I don't like threatening
fight?
People's family and children. That's not nice.
Yeah.
Everyone, why can't we all just get along like we used to in middle school?
Mean girls.
I just have a lot of feelings.
You actually sounded exactly like the girl.
It's me. It's actually my authentic self.
You were the character.
Yeah. We're twins.
Yeah.
But anyways, thank you for tuning into another episode of the Chick Chat Podcast.
Yes. Thank you.
We had a lot of fun chatting. Mm-hmm. Feel free to chime in. Send us some DMs. Comment on any of the topics we talked about today. We'd love to keep the convo going with you guys on Soshmeets. Yes.
Soshmeets.
Oh, you like that one, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, our merch reel is going to be so good.
I know. We were going through that tonight. I'm like, okay, so yes, that's one thing we say.
Tangerine.
What's going on?
Tangerines. Because we go on a lot of tangerines.
What else do we
say?
That
means tangent, if no one knows.
Yeah.
Would you
buy our merch if we made some?
Danielle and I speak our own language.
That's my ghetto name.
Yeah. We speak our own language, so we will have that. And by proxy, it's part of your language too. So
let us know if you want some merch, because we'll make it happen if you guys are interested in some merchy merch.
I'd like a tee.
Yes.
A graphic tee?
Graphic tee.
Okay.
Oversized.
That's all for today, folks.
Yes. And follow us.
Thanks for your ears.
Chick Chat. Chick Chat.
Rate, review, subscribe.
The Chick Chat Podcast.
The Chick Chat Podcast.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, fuck. What am I saying? Redo. Okay. Redo!
God damn it!
Forever.